Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Podcast network that has this before every podcast. That's the whole sting.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the sting.
Yeah.
And that's it now.
Yes.
Okay.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 We are recording.
Dun 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 dun. Bowie was a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that? Do you want to start again?
Not anymore, baby. This is the kind of energy I want to start everything with. Oh, God, it's good to be back.
What do you think is the biggest snake? Guess, quick, right now. What's your first go? Go.
Black mamba.
No, not at all.
The black mamba.
Definitely not.
What snake is it?
It's the handsomest snake. It's got the biggest personality.
The black mamba is a beautiful snake and also is a terrifying snake. Very few snakes are like properly terrifying, but this one terrifies even the people who live near it.
Mm.
What is the biggest snake, Demi?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think it is?
I think it's probably manaconda. I believe I said manaconda.
Manaconda.
Yeah.
My apologies.
So this is a snake that doesn't have limbs, but does have four tails.
Mm-hmm.
That sprout off of its main bodice.
So
it does walk around on the two lower tails and does hold things like yo-yos and SD cards in its two up tails.
Do these tails end with five smaller tails?
Gotta go fast.
A snake head that goes as a normal snake does, but then splits into three separate strands, left, right, middle. Choose the middle and you continue further down until it splits into two other strands.
Mm.
Or three strands if you're being dirty.
God, it feels so good to be understood. I'm so glad I found you.
Fuck. I love being comprehended.
Anyway, that's the manaconda. And he's the new mascot for BigSoftTitty.png, which is our podcast.
Congratulations to this podcast for once again achieving a mascot that will finally embody the aims and goals of the podcast.
Yeah.
Which are, in order, one, be dumb bitches.
Two,
create nothing of worth.
Three, be one dumb bitch Freaky Friday till we're one blob. So we'll be dumb bitches to begin with.
Yeah.
And then we create nothing of worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we become one dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till our matter converges with each other.
I would love that. It's going to be really good when we finally work out the exact velocity we need to run at each other. I guess what we'll do, how about this? We get two treadmills. Set them in reverse.
Oh.
So we're running
backwards
at each other.
Okay.
But the treadmills are set
this
up.
This is a bad plan.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And that's where you're wrong.
Oh.
The treadmills are set up. So we are running facing each other, sprinting, full sprinting,
sure,
but not moving an inch.
Okay.
And then when the time comes, we get associates, whoever they may be. I don't know. Probably friends of yours. I don't
have
many.
Oh, man. If you associate, you make an ass out of Osiet.
My name is Osiet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to join my heist party? It's called Osiet's One. You can't join. It's just me. I'm doing the heist on my own.
Is that good? Do you like that bit?
So cool.
Cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I really like this idea of OC, it's one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a good franchise that would be.
So we'll be on the treadmills.
Yeah.
Running Spool Print at each other.
They will stop the treadmills and we will just rocket at each other.
Okay.
Full speed, collide with such force that our skulls become one.
Mm.
Our hearts become one,
uh-huh.
as in the famous song. And then our genitals kind of turn into a fine, profane jelly.
Oh, great. Mm. So that'll just be your genitals joining my already jelly.
Yes. We're going to submerge.
I don't think you're ready already jelly. I don't think you're ready already jelly. I don't think you're ready. So we're running into each other, make our lives hell.
I don't think you're ready for this song.
I don't think you're ready for me to sing. I don't think you're ready, but I spent money on the recording studio. Here we go.
Me and my friends are worried about you singing. I am a destiny child. Oh, God.
Why weren't they called Destiny's Children? There were three of them.
There were. I feel like...
That's a bunch of bullshit. There were three. They can't be Destiny's Child unless they were triplet. Uh-huh. And even then, that's still three kids. So nothing that I said made any sense, baby.
Yeah, that's true. But you got to put it in perspective. It was the 90s or early 2000s.
Mm.
It was crazy. No name made sense. Blink 182? Come on.
What about just Blink Children?
Oh, now we're talking.
See? Destiny's Children, Blink Children, and then
Savage
Children.
Savage Children.
That's corn.
That's good. The R in Children is backwards.
Yeah.
Children.
Children. Children.
Every song should have that.
Every song should have corn scatting. Not
right?
only corn. No. No one else can scat, but
no,
corn.
No, they feature.
And Scatman John.
Ugh.
But even his songs have to have corn scatting.
Yeah. Scatman John has to be like, and
sorry,
now.
Sorry, even his song.
Now, to show you how to really do the bullshit that I've been passing off as scatting.
Yeah.
The lead singer of Korn, Jonathan Davies. So good.
Bon appetit, eat my mouth.
So cool that they got that French modem to sing on a song.
Yeah.
Because he's
cool,
just
huh?
he's connected to the internet, but also bon appetit.
So cool.
So
they,
fucking
so
cool.
Cool that they put an old French chef on a pottery wheel and then just sort of slapped his balls as he spun. Bon appetit, I'm a potter.
It's so cool. That they did that.
Yeah. And what else is it cool that they did? Tell me now.
If I was pushed to it,
yeah.
I would say it's so cool that they got that skeleton to talk about itself with that mouth that they made for it out of just whatever they had lying around in the flesh department.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, bone in the pit at the bitter.
Yeah. I think that's really, really cool. And you know what else?
What could it be?
I think it's really cool that they got... that they got that crocodile to come into its home and just say what it saw, which was a very, very large breast that it planned to feed on, and just be like, swamp and a teat.
That's good. They,
Do you
got,
like
they
that?
Got that crocodile to say what it sees.
Yeah.
Because it's so cool to finally get an insight into a life that's not like the usual perspective we get. And now I have to say.
Yeah, what do you want to say? No, Tom, can I tell you that I really need to hear what you need to say? Go on. I
think it's really cool.
Yeah, tell
that
me.
They got that sheep.
Jeez, yes.
To call out for its good friend when it was led away from the flock.
Okay, and tell me, what would that sheep sound like if you had to guess?
Bow and the peep and the veal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, pardon my language, that's fucking cool.
That is pretty crazy. And you know what I am really thankful for that we can think about at these points?
Go.
Is that if you think back to the fifth year that Harry Potter
Back to the Future. I'm sorry. I'm just in sync with you.
At Hogwarts.
Oh, yes.
And you think about... when he was lying in bed those late nights and I don't want to talk about his loins, but I will. They're a throbbing.
Mm.
They're a Robin and Batman. Those are his balls names.
Mm-hmm.
He's lying there in bed and he's thinking about the object of his desire. But what's she doing at that time? And to that I have to say, Cho Chang asleep.
Holy shit.
What? You okay, Tom?
Yeah.
You're weeping.
I was. Tears are streaming down my face.
Tears are streaming down Tom's face, and yep. I am slipping down the hallway.
Yep.
Our whole house is on a tilt because of the vigor with which Tom
my tears are
is pouring his
flooding
tears.
Flooding into the foundations and lifting the house up.
Mm. Lifting honestly. One side of the house up, and I cannot get back to my micro.
Demi, please.
I sealed my way back.
Yeah, without using either of those beautiful arms.
I use my scarred up face.
Mm-hmm. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up!
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Break.
All right, we're just going to Mariah Carey for a bit.
Yeah.
That's Beirut's national anthem.
It is really weird. And you know what else is their national anthem?
What is it?
We believe in things Demi doesn't know about. I didn't have an improv.
We got chief exports. We're not telling you them. We're shy country. We're a shy country. We don't want to brag. We're shy, yeah. Don't ask us about ourselves, shy country.
Oh, where did I get my shirt? That's none of your business.
We're shy very country. Private.
Private country. It's a whole country that doubles as a washing machine. You know a top loader when you lift up the lid and it's like, no. Do you want to hear some more 90s stand-up?
Your 90s, okay, so your 90s stand-up is that top-loading washing machines are
shy. They're shy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't, I can't do it when you're watching. You know?
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, it's yeah. good, huh?
Yeah.
And dryers are like, well, you didn't want them when they were wet, so now they're mine until 60 minutes are over.
Oh, these clothes aren't locked in here in me. They're locked in here with me. This is the dumbest start to a chunk we've done in ages.
Ever. I went to the dentist.
Yeah.
And I got my tooth filled.
Yeah.
Because
you currently have, just to update your tooth situation.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of them. Most of them are in your mouth. You have four wisdom teeth coming in.
Yeah.
And
I mean, three of them have come in. another one thought it was coming in, but it was just sort of kissing another tooth.
So that wisdom tooth is the one that's growing comically, at right angles directly into all the other teeth?
Yes, comically sideways. That's the one. That's the tooth.
Yeah. How was the dentist visit?
It was great. My dentist is just a beautiful, effeminate man with, I realized on my third visit, Invisalign.
Whoa.
What? But you're a dentist. How did your teeth do what you didn't say?
I guess that's why he had access to that technology.
Yeah. And he was like, we could take all them out. And I was like, can I keep them? And he said, usually no. And I said, you've never met Demi Lardner. And he said, I have.
Hell yeah. That's that big dogging that I'm all about with you, Demi.
So
walking into that office, making demands, wanting to come out of there with a mouth made of mismatched teeth like a fucking ransom note. All different sizes, all different colors, yeah. All different ages.
I took all his teeth.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're in different sockets all over my body. I made new ones.
You look like if you made a keyboard.
You out look of all the random keys. Keyboard.
Keyboard.
You look if you made a keyboard. Ding, dude.
I tried my best.
Tom's Daft Punk.
I'm Daft Punk.
So
harder,
I've...
better, dumber, fuckwit.
Is that Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Kanye, though, after it's Daft Punk. So this dentist told me all these teeth have to come out, but I also had to get a filling on one of my non-wisdom teeth. One of my dumb bitch teeth.
One of your regular dumb bitch teeth.
Yeah, and it was one of the ones over here.
One of your stupid listener. Little idiot mouth.
Yeah, it's on the left, and he did it, and it took a little while. I guess my teeth misbehaved, but you know what was really cool? He didn't tell me. He didn't. This was cool.
Okay.
This was cool.
Wait, he kept some information from you?
This was cool.
This is good.
He didn't tell me that he was going to inject my jaw.
Huh.
And he this did it.
He injected into the mouth or out of the mouth?
Here.
So in the mouth, he injected.
In that weird webbing bit.
Yeah.
It connects your top jaw and your lower jaw, keeps it flying up to heaven with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. The only thing keeping the top jaw sutured to the ground and therefore hell.
Yeah.
So you're just dealing with a surprise mouth injection.
And he was like...
And that's why you came home with one side of your mouth hanging.
Yes.
Yes.
Didn't think we had to bring that up.
Okay.
Did you want to embarrass
me? No, please go on.
No, sorry. No, it's fine. Did you want to embarrass me in front of Alice?
Sorry, I didn't. Please go back to talking about your dumb bitch teeth.
Okay, so my dumb bitch teeth. Oh, I hated the stroke you did on my leg.
Let me gently touch your leg.
No, don't.
Come back, dear.
And you're also holding a scrunched up napkin like that stroke meant nothing to you.
Come let me stroke you with this bad boy.
Please, can you stop?
Okay.
So don't.
Very little touching happens in the podcast traditionally.
Yeah, and that really upset me.
We mark off, so we're arms width apart.
Arms width. An octopus?
I guess so. An octopus wearing a big hat.
An octopus.
Big pointy hat. Or.
Yes.
Could it be.
What?
Just a bunch of lettuce, tomato, and ham held between two big arms.
I love that.
And then that's what a bear eats when it captures a camper.
That's interesting. Do you think that bears would have trouble digesting bread?
Mm.
I wonder.
My gut feeling says yes.
Because they mostly like, I would say, salmon and then... Picnic basket. So wicker.
Yeah.
Bears love wicker and fish.
Yes. Bears love wicker and fish, which is just one way that they're like my pescatarian witch ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Tell me about her.
Oh, she was cool.
Cool. Tell me, well, like, what's her? What would you say is her sort of living situation right now, like the address of it?
Oh, let me see. Well, I'll have to check. She moves around a bunch because, of course, as you know, her house is on two big chicken legs.
I'm lost.
She's Baba Yaga.
Oh!
I was just listing things I know about witches.
Well, I'm going to go look that up in the yellow pages or the white pages. Is she a business owner?
I believe if she's a witch, it's the black pages.
Oh, okay.
What are other pages of phone book that should exist? In Australia, we have...
Hey, have you pages of colour, the other POC? And we do need to respect them.
POC, phone books of colour. We have the yellow pages.
Yeah.
No, apart from that, I would say
We have the green pages, and they wish they were yellow.
I don't get it.
It's like green. People are green with envy sometimes.
I see. Yeah, that's good.
And now it's funny.
Yes.
And so tell me a different color.
Okay, the red pages.
Yeah.
And those are pages that all share one phone line because red is, of course, communist.
Oh, that's good.
So it's one phone number for, and then it's all the different people.
I thought they'd synced up.
Phone number.
They were all getting their sproggy rag at the same time.
Oh, yeah. They were all giving the all clear to the fetus factory, being like, uh-oh, another egg for the bin.
Yeah, they were all getting Charlie's sofa bed at the same time, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. Please do expand.
But what would you call it if you had to call it something? They were all getting, what do you reckon they were getting?
Oh, I guess I would say that they're all getting the old Ovum house paint.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Thank you. And now do you want to loop back to the Charlie sofa bed?
No, I just want to tell you that I think potentially you might have subconsciously been saying that they were getting the old cervix blenderino.
Okay.
Yeah. About it for just one goddamn second. Don't answer me back.
Uh-oh, looks like the stepmom's in town and she's scraping the walls.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's the Dalmatian Dog Show up in Philadelphia, if you know what I mean.
I really feel like a lot of yours are just random selections of words that you're carrying off with tone.
Ooh, sounds like you're giving me a bit of attitude. Are you on the old glass pigeon? Is that what's going on? Sorry, let me get you a tambin. A tambin marine. It's a musical tampon.
That's good.
Tampon-rine.
Uh-huh.
Do you like this?
Yes.
Do you like this, listener? Is this a good podcast for you?
Oh, God, don't let them answer. The second you start them thinking about it, they'll abandon us in droves.
Oh, yeah.
Do you check your listener numbers anymore?
No.
Me neither. thanks for listening.
Yeah. I do really cherish that tit that somebody sent us to our P.O. box.
Yeah.
Somebody made us a... I remember their name. They sent us their name. You know what? I'm going to say it on the next episode. I feel like their first name started with an M. But they sent us a ceramic tit that we... Well, is it ceramic? I don't know. I think it's ceramic.
It's like a clay. I don't think it's ceramic.
Painted clay tit that is blue and has a pink nipple that I fucking love so much.
I feel like ceramic is a very big luxury material.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for not holding the mic away from your mouth while you cleared your throat. That is... so good that we got all that nice gritty detail for later when Tom is editing in his headphones.
Sorry, that was the start of our new podcast anthem. You wouldn't let me finish.
Oh, please do go on. This is bad for them and me. The only person this is neutral for is you. Stop.
For those who've come across the See, I was initially doing the Canada one and then I didn't know how the rest of the Canada tune went. Why? Just stop touching me with that napkin.
Okay.
And now it's sitting on you like it's a parrot.
Yeah, I put it on my shoulder.
God, if that comes to life, I'm going to see so mad. I'm going to see so mad. I'm going to see so the failed streaming platform.
Oh,
mad.
Rest in peace, CISO.
Rip CISO.
Remember you from the few years that it was being plugged very hard on podcasts that I had no way to subscribe to it.
Because the people running the podcast had a vested interest.
Man, and they fucked up their contract so bad.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Did they? Is that why they stopped?
Well, no, I think the McElroys had their show on CISO, but then they fucked up their content real bad and didn't make anything from the online sales.
Oh, yeah, they only got like $10,000.
Yeah, they only got paid for the show itself, and then they didn't get any residuals from the online sales.
That is wild.
It's insane. They fucked up so bad.
God, I can't imagine there's anyone listening to this podcast that doesn't know about the McElroys.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we're like Dark Universe McElroys.
We're both Travises.
Travis. That's so mean.
I think it's nice. I think we're good.
That's so mean to Travis.
The last time I went to the dentist, I asked a lot of questions about the equipment, and he was clearly caught off guard. For one, but the fact that I haven't paid any interest in what he's been sticking in my mouth for the last 4 years.
Yeah,
so he finally had
to
say, well, these are my balls.
And how were you
You've caught me out. Yes. I've covered my balls in a pleasant minty thing.
Yes,
and
wonderful.
Now it's been rinsing you out.
Awesome. And his balls would spin around and go, let me get rid of that tooth.
Yeah, the way he would do it is he'd take hold of his scrotum in one hand from underneath, reaching down as if wiping his butt, but then he'd just twist it with one hand, keeping the torsion on it, so when he lowered it into my mouth and let go, it would just
take all your teeth out, and he'd replace them with his own dentures.
Yeah.
Then he'd have to get new ones. It cost him more to keep that place open than he was worth.
But it is, like, it's the point of it, isn't it? It's the point of it,
isn't
it?
It's more of a ritual.
Uh-huh.
Like buying crystals.
Oh, God. I love buying crystals.
Do you?
I think
Tell me your favorite crystal.
I have a...
You've always wanted a big geode.
I would love a big geode. I have a small amethyst geode at my parents' house. I don't even know if it's amethyst. What I mean is purple. That's the sound of someone laughing with a mouthful of vape for the listener.
I choked on my cloud.
Yeah. I have a small amethyst geode over at my parents' house and I fucking love it. I also have like a big chunk of quartz that I picked up off the ground in South Africa and then took home. Actually, I don't know if I have that anymore. It'd be fair if I left that at my parents' house. My mum was like, I am not keeping this big dirty rock.
Well, I mean, yeah, but also she loves to keep everything else in your room.
Yeah, she's very good about that. There's so much stuff in that room.
She keeps
go
buying
it.
Us things.
Yeah, it's nice.
When they go on holidays, and they go on ever so many holidays.
Yes.
It is nice, but we have so many things.
Yeah, and we can dispose of those things or cherish them.
Well, we can't dispose of choices. Them because Juliet's heart is in them.
Well, the two things... The thing she brought back from her most recent their most recent trip, which was to the Montreux Jazz Festival, but also with stopovers in Rome, they got us
How many fucking jazz festivals have they been to?
Only this one, but they've gone every year since you've known them.
No, because last time they brought me back a golden backpack. That was also a jazz festival. And this one
Think that might be another jazz festival.
Yeah, thanks very much.
God damn. This is how I found out my parents have a problem with jazz festivals.
Yeah.
They're fucking addicted to jazz. Yeah, we're going to need to. We need to introduce them to lyrics.
Juliet, write a fucking chorus.
Hey, here's a new concept for you. It's called 3 minutes.
Listen.
And it's the ideal length for a fucking song.
Juliet, it's the festivals you don't go to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good, it's jazz.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's funny.
Okay, everyone pick one note and we're going to play that for a while. Let's showboating, thank you. One person gets one solo.
Well, what if I also got a solo? You're not actually in this band. No. And I'm sorry actually you had to see my outburst like that. This is more of a, this is a jazz lecture and you were just a patron.
Okay.
I shouldn't have done this at Live Aid. I'm embarrassed. I'm going to go.
And so she left, walking out a door, but onto a street.
Mm.
Gosh, walking's crazy. Can go through doors and through people, into situations and out of people's lives.
And when that street ran out, she just kept walking.
Mm. She kept walking down into the ground. And then when the ground ran out, further into the vacuum of space.
Mm.
Feet moving didn't work anymore. But she kept doing it for appearance's sake.
She joined a family of meteorites.
Hey, what's the general vibe here? Is there an unpopular meteorite we all pick on? No, said one smaller meteorite a little too quickly, and the rest of the meteorites laughed. She'd gotten the vibe and immediately was co-alpha.
Mm. And that small meteorite went home that day, found the keys to the safe, and everyone would be sorry.
All right, break!
Yep.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I just rejected a call from the father who I love to watch you lick a piece of gum you just spat out as if you were feeding the wrapper like it was a baby bird and you the mother.
Yeah.
So have you ever heard of the man whose name I will now say it is Richard Britton?
No.
So, I'll give you a little bit of history. Some people listening might know a little bit about him. I don't know whether they'll know the whole story, maybe. But Richard Britton was a man who was a countdown champion in the show Countdown.
Yeah, I know of it vaguely as like a trivia show from the UK.
Yeah, and it was like in Australia we started doing letters and numbers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it was like, it's that. It's like, great. You got to be good at numbers and then also do like fucking, I don't know, anagrams and shit.
Yeah, gotcha.
Do you think you'd be good at that, by the way?
No, I'm so bad at anything that like is a demonstration of intelligence.
Ah, wonderful.
But I'm actually very smart, actually.
Yeah. Tom's got street smarts.
Every now and then.
Like, quick, name three pieces of gravel.
Okay, and I'm opting out, and as soon as you approach me, I'm striking you in the neck and eyes.
And ow, and well done.
That is street smarts.
So, Richard Britton was a guy who was on Countdown, and he, like, if you win, like, 8 episodes in a row or something, that's, like, as long as you can go, and they, like, give you the big prize and stuff, and you
gotcha.
Do that. He's, like, Countdown champion.
Just quickly, every time IQ comes up, I think about the post on Reddit of a Dom who got his 2 subs to take an IQ test that he also took, and then when he found out they all found out that he scored substantially less than them, they started making fun of him. and stop being respectful of him as a Dom. And he was like, how do I regain my dominance? It's the best.
I was trying to dominate my 2 concubines and I pooed and shitted and pooed again. And how do I be big man?
I was trying to choke one of my submissives, and then they asked me to spell restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please solve this for me.
I was running towards one of my subs with cleaver in hand and tripped over all of the tire mazes they'd set up for me.
My subs now only allow me to fuck them how I want if I imagine one of them is a train leaving Sydney at 10 a.m. going 70 miles an hour and the other is a train leaving Newcastle at 4 a.m. going 35 miles an hour and asking which one will arrive in Sydney before the other.
I'm only allowed to root Paige if I can say exactly how many matches she just dropped on the ground.
This dude went on Countdown, Richard Britton, and so he was like the champion, and then like that he released these videos being like, yeah, I'm the Countdown champ. He's like the epitome of a British dude. Yeah. His last name's Britton. But he's like, yeah, I'm the Countdown champ, and like talked about what it was like being on Countdown. It was like his claim to fame, and he was genuinely really proud of it to the point of almost like, being weird. And he made these weird claims about, oh yeah, I bet you want me to talk about what goes on in the dressing rooms between me and the female host, and then like glances at a picture that he's holding of her.
Great. Such a cool way to show that that's come up organically in conversation.
Yeah.
To bring in an A4 printout.
A glossy JPEG of Samantha Whatsopreg.
I mean, we can talk about Samantha if you want, but I guess I'm not ready. Though this is what she looks like if you look, turn your gaze to my left hand.
Oh, what's that? Some kind of omen-style knife sticking into her skull? No, it's the sheen off of my blinds.
Great.
So,
so that's what he sounds like?
Well, he's just like, he's a British man. Like, British.
Yeah.
Like Nigel Thornberry style, but without the face.
Okay.
But like, no, he doesn't look like that. He's just like slender.
Is he like
and
upper,
pale.
Upper?
Huh?
Is he like upper? Is he that Nigel Thornberry style of like, yes?
No, he's like, He's like non-caricature, but very British.
I understand.
So he won Countdown and then he won like all eight in a row, which meant that he was like a Countdown champion and mm-hmm. He couldn't go on again because he was a champion. But then they have these things called Champion of Champions. And he was like, he kind of like was like going through life feeling really weird about stuff and like flunked out of some uni thing that he was doing and then decided to go on Champion of Champions. And lost, failed so unbelievably miserably, like 8 Mile style choked.
Oh, man.
At the end, like it was like a running gag for a bunch of years that people would just say Gandersieg on Countdown because that was one of the words that he said. No, that's a word. I know that's a word.
Gandersieg?
Gandersieg, spelt G-A-N-D-I-S-E-E-G.
Fuck, Gandersieg.
Fingers on the buzzers, fellas. Please reveal today's Countdown Conundrum. Oh, Richard, that was quick.
Gandhi C.
Nope, afraid not.
So...
I know enough to challenge that if someone lays it down in Scrabble. Yeah. That's dog shit.
So, this is like... This was all he did was like be good
Can
at
Can you
quizzes.
Use it in a sentence? Yes. Please give me points for Gandhi C. Great.
So Richard Britten is this dude that he goes on Countdown. That was like his only thing. He used to tell people like all his job interviews. He went to different job interviews and would like genuinely would like outwardly talk about it and be like, well, I don't know whether you heard. But so it was like his only thing that he thought about. And he thought that was the only thing that gave him worth. And then he enrolled as like a mature age. He wasn't super old, but he enrolled as like a mature age student at this uni. And basically like fell in quote love with some woman that was a bartender.
No.
And after like a year or something, it became like full blown stalking to the point where she would scream in his face and say, get away from me. He would send her love letters daily. He would just constantly try and get in contact with her. He got her to fill in this, like early on, he got her to fill in this sheet to try and get her on this quiz team for like some uni quiz thing. So he had her address like fully stalking her, then followed her to Scotland to stalk her. And then his way of trying to win this woman over was he was like, I'm going to write a perfect novel. And at this point, he was like lost in the world. So he was like traveling around in a tent in like Edinburgh and just like sleeping in a tent, waking up, going to cafes, trying to write this novel.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be, I don't know, I think like 60,000 words or something, where I think he was trying to get it
published.
Sounds
like a lot.
He tried to get it published and I think that like the minimum for like a published work is usually like 70,000 words.
Uh-huh.
He tries to get this published. They were like, oh, it's not the worst. So then he writes back to them and says, well, actually, I think you'll find that cited all these incredibly famous authors and said they wrote short stories that were this long. Like insane man.
This guy sucks. So, I feel like I now have enough information to say that this is not a heartwarming story of a good guy come right.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So he writes this novel. It's called The World Rose.
Oh boy.
And it is about the woman that he was stalking. And it's still Great. His way of trying to win her over.
Every good novel written from that perspective of desperately wanting someone who fucking loathes you.
Mm-hmm. So
fantastic. Oh,
so
such a cool thing to want to do, not for yourself, but so someone notices.
Oh yeah.
A novel. You know what she's really going to want to sit down and digest?
Yeah.
Something that will take her days.
God. Something that will take her at least a week. And also, she screamed at me numerous times in the street to stop waiting outside of her work with letters that I've written to her and chocolates.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good thing I don't have the most obvious name I could possibly have, given who I... Oh, wait a second.
Oh, what's my name? Regular man's name and the country I'm from.
My name is Ronald Goodguy. Goodgee.
So anyway, he writes this book and then he puts it on Goodreads because no one will publish it and starts getting insane. The only reason people start leaving him 1-star reviews is because when people leave really like helpful criticism, like constructive feedback, he just goes to town on them. Like he described like a pug or no, I think it was a bulldog. It was like a taloned tyke. or something. And he was like, yeah, well, tyke is another name for a bulldog. And sometimes when bulldogs get long claws, they have claws like talons. They're like talons. So that's my response to you. Maybe you could tell us some of the other words that you didn't understand in my work. It's like just completely insane Great. Responses.
Yeah, so cannot process the fact that he's done something wrong and that people are right.
Yes. Okay. So a 17-year-old Scottish girl, actually I think 16 at the time, a 16-year-old Scottish girl.
Oh, no.
Leaves a review on his book.
And this is what turns it all around, right? This is where it stops being a story about an insane man and starts being a story about a normal guy who used to be nuts.
Yeah, and he read the review and he thought, that's actually really fair and I'm going to rethink all of my behaviour, start a trade as a carpenter.
Fantastic. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we can end the podcast
now.
Oh,
sorry, I misread it. So what he did was track down the teenager that left a bad review and hit her over the head with a wine bottle.
What?
He was in a different country to her. And he travelled, well, I think it was 400 miles or something.
Wait, wasn't he in Scotland?
An author tracked down a teenager in Fife and hit her over the head with a bottle after she gave his book a bad review, a court has heard. Richard Britton, a former champion on the TV program Countdown, travelled from England and used Facebook to find Paige Rowland, 18, at her work.
Oh my God, he admitted, this is recently.
He admitted assaulting Miss Rowland with a bottle to her severe injury on 3rd of October 2014 at Asda Glenroads.
Holy shit.
Sheriff Martin Jones deferred sentence until a later date. A motion for bail was refused.
This is insane. Imagine going, I don't want to make light of this. This guy is obviously fucked. This is a bad person. Imagine traveling that long without... Did he buy the wine there?
Yes.
Okay.
That is one fact that I will tell you. He did buy the wine at the Asda, hit her over the head.
Return the... I'd like to return this wine, please.
This wine has served its purpose. I'm clearly drunk.
Thank you. I've had a wonderful time not drinking this wine. Okay, great.
Anyway.
I was really looking for something a bit less heady.
So... what I wanted to treat you to on the next episode was that I've purchased his book.
What?
For $4.
Oh, okay.
And yep. I'll be reading passages in our next episode of Big Softtitty.png, a podcast for heroes.
Okay, great.
However, I will also be donating, let's say, $50 to some kind of domestic abuse charity.
Yeah, some kind of charity that gives helmets to teens.
helmetsforteens.com/pizza.
Great. We just want to make sure that every teen out there is wearing a helmet. Just so if, in case they offend a man.
Yeah.
Who, let's be honest, sees improvised weapons surrounding him. I mean, the... genius, the MacGyver-like joie de vivre that suffuses this man who can look around something as simple as an Asda and see nothing but the racks of guns from the Matrix surrounding him.
I'm going to need wine.
Yeah.
A lot of wine. Oh, no, just the one, just the one, just the one. Thank you.
Yeah, no, sorry. To me, I'm sorry. Okay, let me go back. You see, actually, one drink is the normal amount of wine and one bottle contains more than one drink, so... In fact, a lot of wine is one bottle.
Listen, I'm straight edge and an alpha.
Oh. Okay, so that's what I've got to look forward to.
That's what you've got to look forward to.
Great.
So anyway, go to helmetsforteens.skateboard/kindersurprise and read this book by Richard Britton.
Yep. Great.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.